Greetings, team. Welcome to another episode of Badass Unscripted. Thank you for joining. But don't forget to go to badassagile.com and sign up for my mailing list if you haven't already, because that's the only way you're going to get the advanced peek at next week's pages for my book, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. And also, I've started adding some treats. Right now, it's a weekly inspirational video, just some thoughts on agility to set you up strong for your week. You won't want to miss it, so check in. And hey, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on the air, you can go to that same website and post your question right from the homepage. That's at badassagile.com. Now let's talk about a practice that I've been using for years now that I want to say has literally changed my life. Journaling. Now, too often when we hear the word journaling, we think about some new age practice, getting in touch with our feelings. Now, how can that be badass, right? Well, let me tell you something. It takes tremendous strength and courage to, number one, have a daily practice, a routine, a discipline of any kind is good news for you. So if you struggle with consistency, if you struggle with developing new powerful habits, journaling is a really good, safe way to start. It's between you and yourself, so it's not necessarily a public promise. Until you get good at developing habits like this, you got a safe place to fail. But journaling will do way more than that for you. If you use the practice that I use, it is a simple and short exercise that really changes your mindset and state for the day. And as an agile leader, you need this. You can't just walk into the zone every morning unprepared for whatever may come up and without a strategic plan. So here's what I do with my journal. Number one, I plan my day. Sometimes I do it the night before. Oftentimes I do it first thing in the morning. But with my new morning workouts, I'm finding I do it first thing when I get to the office, and that's cool too. I plan out all the important things that I need to get done today. And everything goes in there, my meetings, my lunch. I also make sure I carve out time for doing the things that I need to do that if you're not careful will get swallowed up with other people's priorities. Your priorities matter most. So whatever you believe is going to move the dial for yourself, for your team, for your client today, that critical work, that if you don't do it, maybe nothing bad happens, but if you do it, you're in the 1% club. Carve out time for those, and carve out what I call flex time, which is time in between meetings where you can handle other priorities that may or may not be work-related. Go for a 20-minute walk, catch up on some instructional videos or some training you're doing, and plan the whole day like that, from the moment you get up all the way to the moment you go back to bed. Now, do you have to plan every 30-second activity? No, but chunk things off in 30 or 60-minute blocks. The next thing I do is add somewhere on the page a quote from my favorite book or from whatever I'm reading at the time. Right now, it's The Daily Stoic. Then, and you're not going to like the sound of this one, state your gratitude. Name three things that you're deeply grateful for this morning. Some days when nothing else is showing up for you, it could be that you're on the right side of the dirt today. Another sunrise, another day, new life, new breath. Or it could be a family member, a loved one. It can even be something simple like a new gadget that makes your life easier, more fun. See, the reason for doing this part is that you can't have negative emotion in the presence of gratitude. If you're truly grateful for something, and if you immerse yourself in the feeling of being grateful, it's impossible to be nervous. It's impossible to have low self-esteem. It's impossible to be fearful. It's impossible to be jealous or bitter, because those two emotions can't exist in the same space. So take a moment to deeply reflect and experience that gratitude and then write it down. The writing down forces you to be present with that feeling, and that's the value of it. Next thing I do is write down my three big goals for the day. What are three things that if you do them by the end of the day, you will have moved the dial even just a little towards your really big, really ambitious goals. Remember, the point here is not to try to move a mountain with every single day. Progress is the thing. Just like Agile teaches us that small increments of additional value every single day is how you're going to win the campaign. So pick three, and don't be afraid to have one or two of them be a personal goal. Not everything has to be a professional or a team goal, but you definitely want to make sure that you've got at least one of your three goals that serves the team or the client. The last thing I would recommend doing is restate your vision and purpose. Surely you have one, right? You have one for yourself, or maybe you just have one for your team. Maybe you have one that describes the value you add to your customers. Whichever one is most meaningful to you, that you want to identify with and connect with every day, write it out. Even if you've written it out hundreds of times before, even if it's stuck to your bathroom mirror, I still want you to go through the physical exercise of writing it out, because it reinforces your why. And remember, your reason for doing everything matters more than anything. Now, that's your morning journal. If you have time at night, I would add one more journaling exercise. And that is, and this one's really powerful, to reflect on what happened in the day. The first thing, so I truly believe that either you win or you learn. There's no such thing as failure. So going back and reflecting on two things, your triumphs, the things that went really well, and, if you want to, things that you're grateful for again. They'll be different than the things that you wake up grateful for. Maybe something awesome happened today. Maybe you had a realization. Maybe you had an encounter with a friend or a new person. And that changed the course and the tenor of your day. Write it down. If you're feeling low because something went wrong during the course of the day, low self-esteem, bitterness, jealousy, hurt, sadness can't exist in the presence of gratitude. So take a moment to think about what you are grateful for. No matter how crappy your day was, what still went well? And after you've written down your wins and your gratitude and your triumph, write down what you learned. Not what failed, but what you learned. Stop using the word failure, convert it to the word learning, and it changes the way you perceive failure. But however you approach it, write down two or three things that you learned today. This does a couple of things. Number one, it reminds us that from all failure, we forge success because we learn what not to do. So now we know. The other thing that it does is keep a permanent record of what we learned so that we're not doomed to repeat our mistakes and can in fact not only learn from them, but share them with other people. At the end of the week, I'll take all of my lessons learned and write down the one or two most impactful lessons. Just as a reminder, sometimes I'll take those lessons learned and put them in a public place like a whiteboard or a blog. Now here's the really powerful part of this practice. If you're smart, you'll take all of your lessons learned and that becomes your true voice as an agile leader. This becomes the philosophy that you teach to others. This becomes the distinct value that only you can add to a client organization or a team. This is your unique value offering. So if you make a daily practice of writing down these insights anyway, all you have to do is scrape them up and assemble them into something meaningful. And now you have something that makes you personally, as a professional, really valuable in the marketplace over and above being knowledgeable in Agile or being certified in Agile or being experienced in Agile. You have your own take on it. And that's what makes you unique. Folks, thanks for being a true believer. You can find me at badassagile.com or on Twitter at badass_agile and on Instagram at badassagile. I'll see you out there.